CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 7th of September 2025. Here are the main news headlines. WRTC QO100 and how to have a thriving club. Be part of these discussions at the RSGB convention. Listen up for special GB2RS broadcast from the NRC as part of GB70RS celebrations. The RSGB replies to the latest Ofcom 2.3 gigs consultation. The World Radio Sport Team Championship 2026 takes place in the United Kingdom, and Mark Haynes, M0DXR, is the chairman of the organising committee. Join Mark at the RSGB convention on Saturday the 11th of October to find out how the team is progressing for the event, which will host 100 operators from around the world. If operating via QO100 is something you would like to try, join Paolo F5VMJ/G0MUW as he shares his experience of the mode, including his home setup and how to go portable. In new style presentation for this year, representatives from four amateur radio clubs will be joining the panel at the convention. They'll each discuss different aspects of their club activities that are contributing to the club's success and growth. Join the conversation, share your thoughts and experience, and be inspired. If you'd like to get practical during the convention weekend, there are a variety of opportunities, including three workshops. The majority of the workshop tickets are now sold, so book now to avoid disappointment. With only 5 weeks until the Society's annual convention, secure your place via rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB convention takes place at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes between the 10th and 12th of October. This year marks the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news broadcast, GB2RS. Celebrations continue with three special broadcasts scheduled from the RSGB National Radio Centre, or NRC, on Sunday the 28th of September. Three newsreaders will broadcast GB2RS from NRC on the 40-metre band, 2-metre band, and via the QO100 satellite. These readings will be in addition to those on the weekly GB2RS broadcast schedule. Special event station GB70RS will be used for pre- and post-net news nets. In addition, each newsreader will start the broadcast with a special message from RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX. Find out timings and frequencies via rsgb.org/GB70RS. The RSGB has responded to a further Ofcom consultation which would see new users sharing spectrum with the 2.3 gigs amateur radio band. The latest proposals would enable a new class of short notice outdoor deployments in the 2320 to 2340 MHz range for up to 14 days at a time. In its response, the RSGB has taken the opportunity to highlight strong concerns regarding the amateur weak signal segment at 2320 MHz. This follows earlier Ofcom proposals last year for indoor use only on this frequency range. The response and background information can be found on the RSGB Spectrum Forum webpages. Go to rsgb.org/spectrum-forum and choose Papers and Consultations tab on the right-hand side. This month is all about amateur radio and coding for the RSGB. Two exciting activities have been developed for you to get involved with. Whether you're a complete beginner or an experienced coder, you can get stuck into both the Python Pocket Morse activity and the LoRa High Altitude Balloon Challenge. Don't forget to let the Society know how you get on. Share your story and photos with the RSGB communications team via comms@rsgb.org.uk. RSGB Board Chairman Dr. Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, has announced that Peter Bauer, G4MJS, is stepping down from his role as RSGB Director due to an unexpected and significant increase in his professional duties. In addition to this board vacancy, two further vacancies will arise, when the RSGB election cycle starts in a few months. Both Len Paget, GM0ONX, and Board Chairman Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, will stand down from the board due to term limits. Members are encouraged to offer their services to the RSGB for this important duty. If you'd like a chat about the role, contact the Nominations Committee Chairman Will Richardson, 2E0WYA, via nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Royal Air Force Air Cadets Exercise Cloud Warmer is taking place on the 60-metre band from 7:45pm to 8pm until the 31st of December. To operate, you must be a full licence holder and comply with the band plan licence schedule notes. Listeners will note traffic on 5354 and 5363 kHz, and amateurs can join in and pass information. Military Radio Exercise, or MRE, call signs will be in use throughout the exercise period. More details available soon via alphacharlie.org.uk. On Saturday the 13th, lots of amateur radio stations will be on the air to take part in Churches and Chapels on the Air event, also known as CHOTA. The event will take place from 10am to 4pm, although stations will be working on a variety of bands and modes. Most operating will take place on the 40-metre band using SSP. More details at WACRAL, that's WACRAL.org. Now for details of rallies and events, Saturday the 20th of September, Dover Amateur Radio Club Rally takes place at St Radigan's Community Centre, Poulton Close, Dover, CT170HL. Doors open 10am to 2pm, entrance fee £3. East Midlands Ham and Electronics Rally is coming up on Saturday the 20th. The rally will be held at Beckingham Village Hall, Southfield Lane, Beckingham, DN10 4FX. Doors will be open from 9:30 to 3pm. For more information and trader booking, visit emerg.uk/rally. Special event news, Saturday the 13th, special event station GB5SH will be active from St Hilda's Church in Hartlepool during the CHOTA event. Operation will be mostly on the 40-metre band SSB and 2 metres if you're using FM. You can read more details at qrz.com. Operators from the Romanian Federation of Amateur Radio are active as YO2025 Enescu as part of George Enescu International Festival. Details of certificates are available for working the station are available via tinyurl.com/ENESCU, figures 25. TX News, Maxim OH7 Oscar is active as XY4YY from Laos until the 11th of September, operating SSB and FT8 on the 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL via OQRS. More information and updates, oh70.com. Chaz NK8 Oscar is active as 5H3DX from Tanzania until the 21st of September. He's operating CW FT8 FT4 on the 30 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or directly to NK8 Oscar. Contests. The All Asian DX contest started at 0000 UTC Saturday the 6th, ends at 23:59 UTC today the 7th of September. SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and your age. Today the 7th, Worked All Britain 2 metre SSB contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using SSB on the 2 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. This year the QRO and QRP contests are combined. Full rules available on the Worked All Britain website. Also today the 7th, the 5th RSGB 144 Megs Backpackers contest runs 1100 to 1500 UTC, all modes on the 2 metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGB 144 Megs Trophy contest started at 1400 UTC Saturday the 6th, ends at 1400 UTC today the 7th of December. Using all modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Both RSGB SSB Field Day and IARU Region 1 Field Day started at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 6th of September and ends at 1300 UTC today, Sunday the 7th. Using all modes on the 80 and 10 metre bands, two 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 9th, RSGB 432, FM Activity Contest 1800, 1855, FM on the 77 band, exchange a signal report, serial number, locator. And also Sunday the 9th, the 432 UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes 77s band exchanges the same thing. On Wednesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 Omegas FT 8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. FT 8 on the 77s band exchanges report for character locator. And also on Wednesday, the RSGB 432 Megs FT Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band. Stations who go into one, the 4-hour contest, can enter the other. Also on Wednesday the 10th, the RSGB Autumn Series CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, CW on the 80-metre band, exchanges signal report and serial number. Thursday the 11th, RSGB 50 Megs UK Activity Contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. There's more, a lot more. The Worktool Europe DXSSB Contest starts at U000 UTC Saturday the 13th, hence 2359 UTC, Sunday the 14th of September, SSB on the 80 to 10-metre bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number, Sunday the 14th, UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest, runs 0900 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 24 to 76 gigs frequencies, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 14th, IRTS 77's counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC, SSB and FM on the 70-metre band, the exchange, 77s band, sorry, the exchange's signal report and serial number, EINGI stations also give their county. Also on Sunday the 14th, IRTS 2-metre county contest runs 1300 to 1500 UTC, SSB and FM on the 2-metre band, exchange's signal report, serial number, and likewise EINGI stations also give their county. And finally, the Sunday the 14th Practical Wireless 70 MHz contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Now, for the radio propagation report, they write, last week's aurora may have come as a bit of a surprise. The propagation segment for GB2RS is usually written on a Thursday, but the aurora was sparked by a solar flare that took place 2 days later at 20:02:02 UTC on the 30th of August. As we don't have a crystal ball, we couldn't have predicted it, they write. KP index hit 3 late on the 1st of September. Visible aurora over much of the UK. HF propagation was affected with sudden swings of the maximum usable frequency over most of the day on Tuesday the 2nd. The time of writing, a geomagnetic storm watch remains in effect with the solar wind speed above 500 kilometres per second. September is a good month for aurora due to the Russell-McFerrin effect, when the Earth's axis aligns perpendicularly to the Sun-Earth line during the equinox. This creates ideal conditions for a reconnection between the solar wind and Earth's magnetic field. So keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. The Sun remains active with plenty of sunspots. Solar flux index stood at 187 on Wednesday the 3rd, down from 202 the day before. HF propagation remains good out of the auroral periods, and we progress into September. As we progress, it should improve even more. Some of the best DX this week included VK/SB9FIH on Lord Howe Island using the Super Fox FT8 mode, and T30TTT on Western Kiribati, Kiribati it's supposed to be pronounced apparently, using both CW and FT8. Other choice DX includes 3C3W in Equatorial Guinea on FT8, TJ1GD in Cameroon on 20m CW, and 5H8HZ in Tanzania on the 30m band FT8. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline to 160, then perhaps 125. Unsettled magnetic conditions are forecast until the 10th with a maximum KP index of 4 predicted. This may be due to a large elongated coronal hole on the Sun's surface, which became Earth-facing on Wednesday the 3rd. Now for VHF and UP, rain and sequences of low pressure will drive the weather agenda for much of the coming week. The only reasonable chance of tropo appears to be Friday and Saturday, with high pressure to the southeast and support for paths to the continent and across the North Sea. It's worth noting that in general, short-lived highs like this one do not have the necessary time to generate a strong elevated inversion before declining, so don't expect too much. Rain scatter, on the other hand, is much more likely to be worth considering for the gigahertz stations next week, with plenty of rain events coming along. Sporadic e-season daily blogs have now finished for this year, but you still may find it worthwhile looking at the Daubes graph at propquest.co.uk. You'll see the odd blip on the FOE's trace, so keep that in mind for the 10 and 6 metre bands, at least for the next week. Meteor scatter is still in random territory for this period. We are between the Perseids and mid-August and the Draconids, which peak on the 8th of October. That means that the pre-dawn morning hours will be good times to try. There were some auroral signals during the 2-metre UK activity contest on Tuesday the 2nd. We're coming into the autumn season when conditions tend to be more favourable for aurora. The message is, of course, to monitor the KP index for values rising above 4 or 5. Remember, these 3-hourly planetary readings can smooth out shorter duration peaks, so maybe don't wait for it to get to the dizzy heights of 6 or 7 before getting interested. Moon declination is still negative, not going positive until Monday the 8th, so moon window lengths and peak elevations will continue to increase. Path losses are still falling until perigee on Wednesday the 10th. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And it's all also from me until next week.